Good evening, and welcome to the July 2018 Manatech Women of Worth call. I'm your host, Kathleen Peters, and I am really excited tonight to share with you one of Manatech's Men of Worth. We are all about the women of worth balancing with our men of worth, and tonight we have Ira McNamara. Good evening, Ira, and thank you for finding the time to be with us tonight.
Good evening. It's an absolute pleasure.
Great. I'm just going to read a little bit of, Ira's bio. As a Manatech business associate from British Columbia, Canada, Ira is also a York University kinesiologist graduate with over 20 years of experience in the fitness industry. As a fitness educator, Ira presenter and speak to trainers at events across North America. Ira holds a black sash in kickboxing, but is most proud of being a husband to Jennifer and father to four kids, ages 9 through 2. That's a wonderful family. I know it must keep you busy.
It's very busy.
And I know from talking to him and interviewing Ira, he is proud to help people meet their fitness goals while helping his family meet their Manatech goals. And again, Ira, thank you and welcome tonight. And we appreciate you finding the time to be with us because I know you have got such a busy, busy schedule between balancing that wonderful family of yours, doing the Manatech business, and being an instructor. So thank you for being with us tonight. And one of the things I think that people want to know with an athlete is, how did you find out about the Manatech products and the Manatech business? Can you share that with us?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because as someone who's always been involved in fitness, and I've always ate very well and I believed in the power of nutrition, I really did not believe in the power of supplementation. I was one of those people that, you know, said if you ate really good food all of the time, that you really did not need to supplement, that you got everything you needed from your food. And, you know, it was working somewhat well for me. I kept up. I had lots of energy and felt like I could keep up with the demands of life. And then I had one child, and then I had two, and then I had three, and then I had four. And, you know, to give you an example, between the months of August and January, I was every single weekend, with the exception of two, teaching at high-energy fitness conferences where, you know, I go for a weekend and completely expend myself and then come back to my regular work weekend demands. And I realized, you know, I can't always eat perfectly. And even when I am eating perfectly, the food isn't the way that it used to be and doesn't have what it used to have in it. And I just found myself at a point where I was worn out. Like I had no energy. I came home during the week and I was teaching a class, and I went and sat down in the change room, and I thought, I need to call one of my people that had connected with me about products. I had already been to two Manatech meetings and heard Dr. Nugent speak and kind of just stuffed the stuff in my back pocket and did nothing with it. But here I was thinking, I have three big, huge events coming up in March, and I can't keep up, and I need to let go of my stubborn mindset and look into this further. So Dave introduced me to Plus. Was the first product that, you know, won me over and really got me back into a point where I wasn't exhausted. Like I really felt like I was run down, and now I was teaching lunch hour boot camps and actually felt like I could be present and awake, as opposed to before, when I could have went into fetal position and lied in the corner and went to sleep. And now, I mean, it just steamrolled into everything else. So then I started to learn more about everything and started to look at all the supplements and started to ask a lot of questions. So my biggest thing at the beginning was, is I was just a skeptic. And I always tell people, skepticism is one of our worst enemies because it prevents us from really opening our eyes to the opportunities that are available to us.
That is so true. And I'm so glad that you were desperate enough to need our supplements. That's what I'm going to say right now, because I know we all have been there. We're saying no thank you to somebody and then just be ignoring the person that's sharing these great products with us.
For sure.
You get desperate enough to say, I better try them. So we're so glad that happened to you also. one other question that's always curious with people, how did you become involved with kickboxing? because I know you went to school for kinesiology. Tell me about how all that happened.
I grew up with my dad is owned a string of kickboxing clubs in Toronto, Ontario. So I grew up doing kickboxing just as part of my upbringing. I hung out at his clubs all day and made sure that I learned all of it and did it all with him growing up. And then I had a mom who was an aerobics instructor and personal trainer and was into fitness. So I was one of those rare beads that are rare people that could actually go to a beat, a guy that could dance to music, because my mom had taught me how to do a step touch in front of a TV to Prince, wow. I remember, when I was a kid. So when Tai Bo became popular, I started combining the two things, fitness and dance and movement, and that kind of took my career the way that it went. So
you were a natural, kind of weaned from the time you were born. That's such a gift that your parents gave you, not just of health and fitness, but of wellness. That's fabulous.
For sure.
And I know you're sharing that with your family. What are the benefits? We've got this wonderful new product, the new Impact Plus, that is just designed around active people or those that need energy. What are the benefits of that new Impact Plus for you and for other athletes?
I think my biggest concern being in the fitness industry for so long is that the alternatives to Impact Plus, initially, that's my first thought, is I see people using these national brand alternatives to get energy, and I feel like the industry in fitness has exploited people's need for energy. And they've come up with these products that give them these short-term little kick and stimulus, but it has very bad and very adverse side effects over the long term. So as a fitness professional, seeing people use those other products in my classes, it always concerned me because I knew that the stimulants would be, would give them the high they needed to do the workout, but their body was not in a nutritional or physiological position to be able to push it like that. And it actually would make their workouts harmful because they would push without getting the body what it needs. So knowing that, you know, people are purchasing three different types of fitness products, and our Impact Plus is one in three, which is amazing. It has all three components, the recovery and the intra workout and your getting ready for your workout in one. Like the fact I see them all the time in the change rooms mixing all three different drinks and carrying all three different drinks and spending a fortune on all three different drinks. And when I've said to a couple people, this drink is 3-in-1, they're like, what? There's a drink that's 3-in-1? And then I've been handing out the samples to people. The other part of it is I mean, all natural, stimulant-free is huge. And the fact that we get our, I'm really advocate for more vegetables and plant-based stuff in our life because that's where all of the nutrients and everything that we need to function come from. And the fact that our BCAAs that are in the product are derived from derivatives of a mushroom formula, which means you're getting the amino acids your muscles need to recover from a plant-based source, makes it really unique and stand apart from all the other products. And then the fact that all these other products are loaded with sugar, so you get this like short-term high and it stimulates your brain for your workout, but afterwards you have this crash and it doesn't give you sustained energy. So now I'm seeing people that, you know, have tried every other workout product out there that one of them actually I was at Manifest and they got some of the samples and they messaged me while I was at Manifest. They said, when is that workout drink coming out? Because I can't go back to anything else now.
Wow.
And she's a well-seasoned athlete and she pushes her body to the limits, and the fact that it was that and also our True Health, which is a side note, but she wanted those two products because she said after years of switching from products to products, she tried to go back to some of her old stuff, and she said it was significantly not as effective, and she knew that the ingredients were not good for her long term. So I'm a real advocate for, you know, supporting the body's natural ability because I believe that the body is an amazing machine and we don't need to prop it up with fake ingredients and stimulants to make it do stuff it can't really do. We need to support it and its ability to do what it can already function and do. And the fitness industry has kind of taken advantage of that. That's been one of my anger points as a fitness professional is I don't want you fit. I want you well. I want you to live a life of wellness. And if you're going to be well, you need to support the gift in the body that you have and not do things that are going to be counterintuitive to the way the body's supposed to work. So, I mean, I actually got teary-eyed talking about it with someone once that I saw some at the New Year's. I see all these people come into the gym with the best of intentions to get in shape, but I see them propping up their journey with products that I know aren't going to help them get to where they want to go. So knowing that I've learned the science, I've heard Dr. Nugent speak, I've been to head office 2 times, I tested the product out on my friends and families for more than a year and a half before I ever even recommended it to a client. And now to have the testimonials of all my clients flowing in and telling me how much further it's got them in their wellness journey. I mean, it fuels me to want to do more because I know that the alternatives that are out there are harmful.
That is so true. And this, like you said, it's all in one. We've got the pre-workout endurance, the intra-workout hydration, which very few have. You will be immediately hydrated while you're working out and then
find
yourself.
Well, they are back to the opposite.
Yes, they deplete. And then it has the post-workout recovery, which along with our sport does amazing stuff. And one of the things that I was thrilled about because, you know, my dad is 95 and has always been very active, but his mobility changed last year, giving him this product. People don't realize how important the support of the magnesium and the potassium is for your body, especially your legs, to be able to function properly. And that's one thing.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, this box, it's beautiful. I mean,
yeah, I know. I love
people,
the marketing on it.
It
sure.
is, but people look at it and say, oh, yeah, this looks great. And it's classy and it works. It works. That's what's important. It's not just a gimmick in the box. It's all, like you said, all in one, and that's what I love about this.
Well, and it's the cumulative of nature of the product, too. Over the course of time, a lot of people are deficient in B vitamin, especially with the propensity towards more of a plant-based diet. A lot of the people that are in that market know that they need to supplement with B-source vitamins. So the B vitamins alone over the course of use is going to help improve just their sense of well-being and their energy levels. So that's another awesome impact.
There's a tip I haven't used, so thank you. That's great because you've got so many people that are on a vegan diet and it makes a huge difference in their stamina. Tell me what your effect with sport, with endurance and stamina is in the kickboxing arena.
The sport product, I mean, it's funny because fitness we went a little bit crazy for many, many years there. And we went into all these crazy different sports where people are like pushing themselves like I've never seen before in the gym. Like years ago when we said that, you know, you got to be, don't do this, be careful, don't do this. Now we're like, anything goes. People are working out like crazy. And now all of a sudden they're like, my body's not recovering like it should. And there's soreness and there's injuries and they're so sore they can't even get back into physical activity. So my impact with sport, I mean, I've had so many people that say their recovery is just so much better. And, you know, I didn't really believe it at first. Like I said, I came into everything as a skeptic, and I'd done the product training and everything and saw what it was, but I had to personally experience it. And for me, I mean, I go to a city, I fly in a plane, I might be on the plane for 5 hours, I get off, I check into a hotel, I do an 8-hour training where 4.5 hours of it is movement-based. Sometimes I go to bed that night and then I get up in the next morning and I do another 8-hour training with fitness instructors that's movement based and it's high energy and you're pushing yourself. And then I come back not being able to walk, like not being able to function on a Monday.
I can understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And with the combination of MPAC Plus and the sport, my recovery is 10 times better. I mean, the soreness in my muscles is like, diminished completely to the point where I feel like the next day a little bit of movement just helps me recover that much quicker, and I'm back into my work week and back into all my other physical activities well. And I've had the same feedback from some of my people that, you know, initially started with, some of them started with plus, and they found that they were getting some personal bests in their workout routines. Or someone that said they couldn't even do a 10, they were going to downgrade their marathon to a 5 or a 10K because they just weren't feeling it. And then after a couple of weeks of doing plus, they started to think, oh, I feel like I can do the half marathon. And then after they had that experience, combining it with the sport on the recovery end of things, they were like, okay, now I have the energy and stamina to actually perform, but I'm also just recovering 10 times faster. And it is a real trend in fitness right now. People are understanding the need for the body to recover. So products like sport that emphasize that recovery function and that work get people's attention.
And people don't realize, I'm saying this because I just stopped at the motor vehicle office later on this afternoon, and I saw a woman that I know who has always been a runner and always been very fit. But like you said, fitness does not equate to wellness all the time.
No.
And she's now, I said, why are you walking? What happened? Because she was like really limping. Both legs were bandaged up. She says, I have all types of vein problems now because I didn't support my body right when I was running young, when I was younger. And people have to, your information and your value to people will help them when they go to the next chapter of their life, and they won't realize it until they start to see their other friends, like I am, that are just constantly going to a barrage of doctors. And I can't even tell you the amount of people that I know that who've always been what we call fit, having some literally with canes, and now they're told that they have to keep moving, but yet they have to be laying on the couch. And I have three people in the last month are now going to vein specialists, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away. What you're teaching is so important and critical to the next chapter of people's lives, and they're not going to realize that until they start seeing, their siblings and their friends around, like I am, that are having challenges.
And I appreciate you. The cool part of that is the capacity, though, that the body still has even when it gets there. Because I had a client that, you know, was regular attendee to my cycle classes. My cycle classes are usually like weightlifted, and people come like crazy to them, and I spend an hour really building up people's heads, not just their bodies, about what it is to pursue wellness and let stuff go. But she wasn't coming anymore, and so I contacted her and said, what's going on? She goes, oh, everything hurts, my knees joint, my hips joint, this hurts, that hurts. And she goes, and I can't do it anymore. So she was one of the people that did the True Health Challenge with me in January, and since then has become a major Manitech product person. I mean, she's been using a ton of our products, including Bounce Back and Sport and everything since then. And her story's completely changed. So here was somebody who quit her membership at the gym, who now says to me that she gets up at 5 a.m. now. She's back in the Okanagan. She lives summers in Arizona. But she's like, I can actually go out and golf with all my friends. I now come home and here in Kelowna, I'm up early before all my friends. I completely empty my dishwasher, clean my whole house, and then I go out walking. And she goes,
and they want to know what,
for miles and miles. Yeah.
And they want to know, what are you doing that I don't know about? And that's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of being able to pass on that message to people, can you tell us how your personal commitment to Manitech products with sports and athletics has benefited your business?
You know, fitness business is a very fickle business. I mean, people are all excited in January and they wean out by, you know, the summer times. And me and my wife call the summertime, you know, batten down the hatches, because my business completely tanks because people aren't thinking about going to the gym. And I'm really dependent on a lot of outside factors to keep my business consistently, you know, meeting the demands of our financial demands. So most of the time when people are having holidays, we're pinching our pennies. And through building my Manitech business, I mean, we have four kids now. We moved across the country 7 years ago. and restarted everything and had a lot of financial difficulties just getting things off the road and restarting and finding a new market and changing the way I did my career.
That's I was very brave to do that.
Yes, it was extremely
brave. Both you and Jennifer. Yeah.
I learned so much in the hardships and the difficulties, and it's been an amazing journey in terms of the lessons and how I've changed the way I think and do things. And part of it was I want a life that I can live with my kids, and I want to spend time with my kids. And I was a fully booked trainer. I mean, I had overflow clients. I had clients that were paying me retainer fees. They go away for a month to Australia. I mean, I had a personal training docket that was everyone's dream. But I had no time, and I was tired of not actually making an impact on all the other things that affect people's wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, I went on an Alaskan cruise because of my Manatech business this past year. It's the first vacation that me and my wife have had going in the summer. In fact, I had a vacation last week. Friend said, we're coming to Penticton, we're renting a house, can you guys come? And I could take a week off and I can go and spend a week with them because I have a residual income coming in. And, you know, I have it coming in as a result of people who are on fire for our M5M Foundation that, you know, feeds impoverished children and nourishes their bodies. And they join me because of that. And now I'm teaching people, not just, I've always said that I felt like fitness was such a small part of people's wellness. And now I've been able to pull this into my business and address all the different issues that come up with people's wellness, which has to do with personal finance and resources, and being able to have a purpose and giving back to something like M5M Foundation. So, I mean, it's been the perfect marriage to the point where most of my time is being put into my Manatech business, and I'm slowly letting go of some of the things that aren't like a plus 10 love in my life anymore. Some of the things I've been doing for 20 years, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to continue teaching classes, and I'm not in the position to change my career. I was looking to change the way I was doing things, and I can't go back to school. I have 4 kids, and I have bills and stuff to pay. So this has been this earn while you learn and help people and grow with teams and be around like-minded people. I mean, it's been an amazing journey, and I'm just excited about where I'm heading now, or before I was dreading, like, what am I doing? And now it's married into this whole, like, I'm excited to get up in the morning and build with this and marry it with all the other stuff I'm doing.
That's fabulous. And you have an advantage too, because you have colleagues that have been doing what you're doing, maybe not on the same level, because I hear that what you're doing is so intense with the traveling, and you're a trainer. I can hear that you're at that professional level. But there's a trust that happens when somebody works with another trainer. And for them to see that you have the ability to have choices and they don't, has got to be a plus that's going to move your business, and that's fabulous. So, but let me ask, because I know that you talked about the 4 kids and your wife Jennifer, and I was so glad to hear that you took a week vacation. That's so great. How do you balance business and family? How does it tie in for you?
How do I balance business and family? Me and my wife communicate a lot, and we've done a lot of different relationship books. We actually belong to a monthly coaching marriage course that tries to teach us, you know, how to be able to talk to each other and being able to voice our concerns. I mean, Danny Silk, there's a book called Keeping Your Love On that teaches you all about communication, and that thing's been pivotal in the way that we just learn to always stay connected and keep our love on and take responsibility for when we feel like our plates are full and be able to voice what it is that we need. Because a lot of times we get busy, we get frustrated, we get angry, we let resentment build, but we don't actually talk to somebody about what it is that we need. So being able to say, this is what I need, and this is how you can help me, and this is how it would make a difference, and then giving somebody the opportunity to come in and help you do that. I mean, I made a couple scary decisions too. I let go of stuff before I had a backup plan because I just trusted that it would fall into place if I pursued it. So I let positions go that were eating up a ton of my time. Yet they were consistently monthly paycheck, because I knew that it was distracting me from bigger and better things. So letting stuff go that you're just not as passionate about to pursue the stuff that you're passionate about and getting to work in that trust process. So we talk a lot. I also my wife homeschools, so that gives me a lot of flexibility. One of the decisions was because if I'm going to be away on weekends, then when I come home during the week, we can make a weekend out of a Tuesday if I want to. So that way I can still be present and around with the kids and we can switch our weeks up and have the flexibility that way. So that was a major decision and sacrifice we made and, to keep connected to our kids and have them at home a lot. So when I'm done a call like this, I could just go upstairs and tuck them all into bed.
That's fabulous. I'd love to hear all that. And it sounds like you talked about having your plates full, but I love to hear that you and Jennifer have made the most of all this and to be able to earn a trip to Alaska. I know we've been on that trip, my husband Philip and I, a few times, and it is a trip of a lifetime. People dream of that. And to know that you can do that without it costing a big expense because you've earned it, that's so powerful. That's really powerful. So, and I know that you talked about earn as you learn while you learn. I love that because so many of us have done that. And you just are an example of making that commitment and sticking to it. You know, that's what it's all about. It's knowing that God has a plan for you. This is where you're supposed to be. And you just stay the course. And it sounds like you have done that through the years, and it is now coming full circle for you and your family, Ira. I love it. I so appreciate the time and energy and the insights, that you've given us tonight. You truly are a man of worth, as we would call you, and I like that you were talking about true health, and maybe in the new year we'll tackle that again as one of our topics. And we'll tap into you again. I just wanted to let people know that our next call will be on August 15th for the Women of Worth call, and we'll have Sona, one of our fabulous trainers from Manatech, Sona Vanderhoop, will be with us. And I just wanted to, again, thank Ira for his time because I know he's got a difference of a few hours from being in Canada versus when our time is here. So he pretty much finished his workouts and then jumped on this call and had a little bit of time for the children. So we appreciate you giving that up because it has been invaluable for people that are interested in, you know, trying to find that wellness professional and how do you approach them. And I think it's helped a lot with what we've talked about tonight. So, and I just want to thank everyone for being on the call with us. Have a great rest of the summer. And tonight, have a restful night and a peaceful sleep. God bless and good night. Thank you, Ira. Look forward to talking to you again.
You
appreciate your input. Good night.
No problem.